Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Motoya, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my dear brother.
How are you doing, man? It's a happy Monday. Are you good?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Lovely, lovely. Man, I hope that your weekend was well spent, eh?
Yes, it was. It was well spent. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely. We are talking about hope and healing after loss. And this whole week, you will be joining us at 15:30 until Friday. And I must say that I'm so grateful that you have agreed to speak to us and take your time to actually come to speak to the children of God here on the airwaves. And let's hope that a life or two out there will be even more changed for the better because of these conversations. Now, major life events have a unique way of altering our faith and sometimes opening a small or large cracks of questioning, sometimes reinforcing stable and sturdy foundations to deepen what we believe. Now, one thing is inevitable. Good or bad, rich or poor, young or old, we're going to be experiencing loss. And what is the Christian's perspective, therefore, on loss? If we all experience it, what's the benefit then of being a Christian? So at the end of this week, we want to have answered these very basic questions. Now, Pastor, why do bad things happen to good people and Christians?
Thank you very much for that question. The answer is very simple.
Mm.
It's because the good people are still in this world of sin.
Mm.
So that's why bad things are happening to good people.
Mm.
So since the fall of man, we see that indeed bad things are happening even to good people.
Mm. Mm.
In other words, you can be good and yet you suffer loss. You can be good and you are in pain.
Mm.
You can be good and a drunkard comes driving and hits into your vehicle.
Mm. Mm.
So you can be good and you still get some virus, or some bacteria or anything of that nature.
Mm.
So,
mm.
yes, good things and bad things happen to good people.
Mm.
So they are not exempted because they're in this world.
Interesting, though, because good people pray every day. They fast quite periodically. And they do good works and they give away their money and wealth. They make sure that other people live comfortable. Surely, they should be having some favor of protection from God, not so?
You're really right. That they should have some kind of favor from God to protect them.
Mm.
But the truth of the matter is that there is no direct correlation between you being a good person and that you will not get all these. No, because these are effects of sin. Mm. In other words, when we say bad things are happening to good people, sometimes it's because of the world, the way it is. Sometimes it's because of their choices, okay? Sometimes it's because of the choices of other people. Yes, so that's why you have all that. Maybe we need to just appreciate one thing, that you can be a good person, but the truth of the matter is that loss and pain reminds us that we are not in control.
Mm.
Yes, and we have never been in control.
Mm.
So the God who is in control sometimes can allow us to go through some valleys and some shadows and some rugged road of pain and loss.
Mm. Now, is there always a reason for loss and pain? I mean, does it always have a purpose? I've heard people saying that sometimes there's a reason, sometimes there's a lesson that you've got to draw, out of these losses. And, others would say that for every dark cloud, there's a silver lining. Is there always a reason? Can we always excuse loss or pain? Or sometimes it's just a pointless punishment for sin?
Thank you. Well, I wouldn't go that far to say it's just a pointless punishment for sin.
Mm.
But at the same time, I think we should not be quick to think every problem has a purpose.
Mm, mm.
Yes. In other words, I want to say, I think by all means, we should refrain from just going to someone and say, yeah, I like what you have gone through because I think God has a purpose for this. No. There are some things that I may not really see the purpose, for that particular thing. Mm. So the truth of the matter is that, yes, it could be true that every single pain and loss will produce certain things in our lives where we are going to learn certain things. We are going to become, what we were not before the pain or loss. But it is not really the best for us to just take it to say, oh, every pain you go through, it has a purpose. So when you lose this, it has a purpose. Oh, your child died? Oh, yeah, it's for a purpose. Rejoice in the Lord, it's for a purpose. Oh, your mother died? It's okay. Romans 8:28 says, everything happens for good for those who love. No, I think that is wrong.
Mm.
However, it should be understood that, yes, every single pain will produce in us perseverance.
Mm.
Pain will produce in us maturity. Pain will produce in us that strength that we cannot have before. Pain will produce in us innovation and the resilience. Yes.
Mm.
And you can tell when you look at a child who grew up in pain and a child who grew up without pain, you can tell that just a small thing, you find this young man is told by the girlfriend, I no longer love you, I've found another man. And you find the young man saying, I'm committing suicide, and goes to take poison. And it's because they don't have a backbone, because they did go through pain. Yeah.
Mm.
So I want to say, yes, pain can produce all these things, but they are not pleasant in themselves. Thank you.
Mm. Yeah, it's a fantastic one. Now, does the Bible say anything about grief and loss?
Oh, yes. It does.
Mm.
A lot of it, actually. When you read in Revelation 21, verse 4, it says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more.
Mm.
And then it says, neither shall there be mourning.
Mm.
And then it says, no crying. Now listen to this. It says, no pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
Mm.
So the Bible is saying, though we may go through pain and loss today, there is a day when this order of things will no longer be there,
when
the Lord will take us home and it shall be well.
Hmm.
The Bible also is very clear
in Psalm
34:18 that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
So
that already tells you that when I'm in pain, when I have suffered loss, my Lord does not abandon me. And he does not in any way suggest he has abandoned me. In fact, Psalm 147 verse 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And that in itself tells you that God is interested in me even when I am in pain. He doesn't forsake me. That's why in Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. In other words, the pain you have gone through is a burden for you. The pain you are going through is a burden for you. But come to me. and I'll give you rest. You read Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. It talks about God giving us the peace that surpasses human understanding, and that we should not be anxious at all. So that tells you that, yes, the Bible is very clear that Jehovah does not forsake us when we are in pain.
Now, there's a song that we sing in the Adventist movement, Does Jesus Care? Does Jesus care? I'm sure that song is familiar. Now, we sing the song and with such passion, and the chorus answers, oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. It's a beautiful song, but you know, I ask myself, if he truly, truly cares, he should not allow me to be hurt in the first place. I mean, Pastor, you probably have children of your own, and you do know that you protect them as best as possible so that they do not have to go through excruciating pain. You try and protect them and shield them from that pain. And yet, here is our Father in heaven who seems to allow pain and just reacts after.
Yeah, you're very right. That song written by Frank and Lincoln, and does Jesus care when my heart is pained? Does Jesus care when I have said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. And you are right that why should the Lord allow me to go through that when he cares? I want to say, joining Frank and Lincoln, that yes, he cares. And I know it, not from that song, not from some Bible verse, but I know it from my life, that Jesus surely cares. So even today, I could say to our listener, 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. So the truth is, sometimes we can really doubt whether he cares. When we see the pain we go through, even in our lives, family, church, community, in our city, and even in our countries, or this continent of Africa. But the truth is, our Lord Jesus truly cares for each one of us. And this is something that we need to know. I want to draw your attention to one particular, story in the Bible where Mary and Martha, two sisters, literally say to Jesus, you know what? if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just trying to say to him, if you really cared, you'd have been here earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, that's if you cared, you'd have been here earlier. But the Bible is very clear when you read John 11 that Jesus loved Mary, Jesus loved Martha, and Jesus loved Lazarus, the same man who died. So the truth is, he still cares for us even when we go through pain. Yes, he still cares for us. And when he comes in, I want to tell you, when we receive healing from him, it's as though we have not gone through that. Because he can resurrect the things that are dead in our lives that bring pain to us. So that's why one songwriter even said, 4 days late, but yet he's still on time. So the truth of the matter is that Jesus cares for us, and we should never doubt that. Thank you.
Well, interesting and a bit comforting, I must say, although I would have preferred God to say, I mean, he can already see but that there's trouble that's going to be coming and befalling this man next month. Let me just try and circumvent this thing so that it doesn't happen. Then he doesn't have to be in pain. Now he waits for it to happen and then comes and comforts me. And that comfort, of course, will then be so comfortable that it feels that it feels like nothing has happened before. Man, but I'd really prefer not to go through that pain if things were, you know, but decided according to my wishes, eh?
You're right.
Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time and joining us. We're going to be connecting tomorrow again at the same time and same place. Have a good afternoon further.
Thank you so very much. May God richly bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And keep hope alive, my brother. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye, Pastor.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.